The Dan Gaffney Newsmaker line. A Superior Court judge rejected Sussex County Sheriff Jeff Christopher's contention that sheriffs have constitutional law enforcement powers. He lost this case yesterday, and Sheriff Christopher joins me on the telephone this morning. Jeff, good to have you here. So what's your reaction to your loss in Superior Court yesterday?
Well, I'm not surprised at all. Dan, in fact, we predicted that we would probably lose at this level. When you have politics that are so well embedded into the justice system that we have currently in this country, when we have people that are in judgeships and in service to the country, to the people, at the county level, state level, and federal level, when they're bowing down to a system that is created currently in this country that wavers on constitutional value and is back and forth on it. But I know when I read the law and I understand the law and you consider the rest of the country and the rest of what this United States says about a certain particular thing within the law, case law is developed, and common law is practiced and referred to, which is what we wanted. First of all, we came to the court for and asked them, what is a conservator of the peace? And the court did not deliver this. They simply said that conservator of the peace is not a peace officer. Now, Delaware is the only state that has said that. Everybody else has said that conservator of the peace is a peace officer. In fact, if you look at it, everything in common logic tells you that's exactly what it is. One who conserves the peace is the officer of the peace and keeps the peace, the keeper of the peace. And the point that I made very clear and succinctly when the judge had made this comment in the court, because he tipped his hand, we knew exactly where he was going to go with it because politics were rule of the day. But in Title 11, in current Delaware law, and it has been since 1935, folks, 1935, it was written that the Delaware State Police shall be the conservators of the peace. Now, there it is right there. The definition's right there. Delaware State Police are the conservators of the peace. And up until 2007, when Pete Schwarzkopf, the one behind all this mastery, took the word sheriff out of that definition, and it read just like this: the Delaware State Police shall be the conservators of the peace throughout the state, and they shall have police powers like the sheriff, constables, and other police officers. And then it goes on to describe exactly what a conservator of the peace does. He protects life and properties from the people that are over in that particular county or what have you.
But isn't it a case, again, let me just ask you this, isn't it a case from the Superior Court's point of view that the General Assembly can decide that definition however they want? They've since decided that, no, you ain't it, so to speak, and so that's the definition that rules the day.
Well, look at across the country. The rights of people are disappearing left and right, right out the door. Everything we've always thought about the Constitution. Now, you know, I'm a firm believer. Dan, you know, I'm a Christian myself. I believe the law comes from God, and it is a natural law. The natural law comes from God. It's not granted to us by the Constitution. The Constitution simply defines what it is when it means that, what it says that. What is it that we interpret to be our rights? And basically, that's what the Constitution has said to this day. Me standing here as a human being on this earth, I can understand it. People 150 years ago could understand it, and everybody's understood it up until this point. Now, we have a federal government and state governments that are going along with this whole thing. Look at the brouhaha about the Second Amendment. These people didn't care. Chris Coons, his office, when we called his office and said, you know, we don't want you to vote on these things. This man's supposed to be a representative. And I'll say it again. He's supposed to be a representative of the view of the other people that are majority and so much as what they want in their place of abode. And he ignores it. In fact, his secretary says, well, we appreciate your call, but he's going to vote this way, and he's going to vote that way. He votes his own agenda. And this is, if we let this go, if we continue to just turn our backs on this Frank Knox, we are going to be slaves. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to walk willingly in the gas chambers. I want the people in this county to understand that there's a constitutional sheriff here. The Constitution is clear to me that he shall be the conservator of the peace. Now, the word shall means no discretion. It gives me no discretion whatsoever. I believe that Mr. Henley Graves is wrong, and that's why I'm going to appeal it. It's going to the Supreme Court as soon and fast as we can get it there. My attorneys know different. In fact, I've been advised by most attorneys, just about every attorney that I've walked into, the office that I've walked into, said, you've got this one. It's just a matter of moving it on up to the courts. But there's a lot of people who won't stand up and say that. And that's why this country is sinking. It's why we're going down, 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 because people will not stand up. And you know, when it comes to the Second Amendment, there's a lot of people voicing their opinions about how quickly their rights will disappear if they try to infringe upon anything or any aspect of it. And you'll notice that Feinstein's bill got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here in Delaware, nobody's paying attention to it. If the pressure was on from the people, these kinds of rulings would not be made in the states, in the several states, that are in the face of the people and their rights. And this is what we've got to change. This is nothing more than that. With all due respect to Mr. Henley Graves, I don't agree with him. I think he's part of the problem rather than the solution. We cannot bend to the good old boy system anymore. We have to stay fair. We have to do. He said it himself. He's not going to use any other case law. He's not going to use common law in his decision process. And that, to me, is a shame. We have to look at what everything that goes. You know, Frank Knox, I'll tell you something else. You better hope you never get charged with murder in Delaware, because they won't consider any other case law across the United States to consider your case as to whether you're guilty or not. As far as Delaware law is concerned, you will be guilty. So we have to stand up. We, the people, folks, are the ones in charge of these people. They work for us. And the sheriff, and I'm so sick and tired of people telling me that the sheriff is seeking a county police, and I've said it repeatedly that I'm not seeking a county police. There is a role for a constitutionally empowered sheriff. It had been for hundreds of years, even before the state police ever came along. For someone to say that the sheriff never had powers of arrest is ridiculous. Pete Schwarzkopf himself said, I never said he didn't have the power. I'm saying that he doesn't have it now. And that's a quote. I think,
yep.
In fact, Dan, you may have had something to do with the questioning of that situation. So, you know, I'm so tired of people and their rhetoric and their misunderstanding of what the law is and what it says. And here's the whole irony of it, Dan, is the Constitution is there to protect them. This is not about Jeff Christopher. This is about the office of the sheriff, the people, something that they have to depend on when there's a tyrannical movement afoot. Can anybody deny that that's happened from the federal and state level? When it's being rammed down our throat, decency and morals are being thrown out the window here. You know, where's the churches on this? Where's the decent people that say, no, I'm not going to tolerate this? So if we continue to fold, we will just hand over our rights and our children will be slaves. And people can say, well, he's a radical, a right-wing, a teabagger, whatever he wants to say. Well, that if that be so, then I'm proud of it. Because I can tell you right now, I'm not giving up what I hold dear to protect my children, to protect my family. And I can guarantee you, everybody else out there would say the same exact thing. If you back some of these liberals into a corner, that's exactly what they'd say, because they have the same values that I do when it comes to protecting themselves and their family. But because they live in America, they can open their mouth and voice their opinion, of which basically they form by someone else's opinion instead of looking into the situation themselves. They borrow someone else's opinion, and I'm talking about representatives as well. It's time that we stand up and say no. I'm just one lowly person. I've already had a police career. I understand it. Don't tell me I'm trying to be a police officer. You know, I've already been there and done that. many, many years, more so than most careers. But what am I doing here? Because I feel it's my calling to make sure that the people of Sussex County get a fair shake, both from the legislature. And listen, when the legislators speak, I don't bow down to that. I'm not going to. They're not my kings. If they make an unconstitutional law, I'm going to fight it with whatever tools that God gives me to do it. And the people, if they are behind me on this thing, speak up. Tell me that you're behind me on this thing. If you listen, it's not just about the sheriff. What next? What are they going to diminish next and say that you don't have the authority to do as a living, breathing American just because they say so? It's being shoved down our throats, even though we don't want to have it shoved down our throats. But, again, it's time for us to stand up and defend our stance, both as Americans, as Christians, as even if you're not a Christian. It benefits you, too. If you're not a Christian, I was speaking to a person in Rehoboth Beach not long ago, and they said, well, I hate you because you're a Christian. Well, why would you hate me? Because I'm here to defend your constitutional rights to stand up as well. And once the conversation was over, they realized that what they said was wrong. And they were borrowing someone else's opinion about the whole situation. And they didn't understand. 99% of the people that I talk to like this, once I explain the situation, they understand. But there are those hardheads out there who basically just would bow down to any subject that would come up and say, well, I'm in charge of you. Well, I have one king, Dan, and that's Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. I'm going to stand for the moral law that he represents and that the people of this county should represent as well. This is why we call Sussex County a conservative county. Now's the time to stand up and fight it. Whatever tools that you have to do with it, to defend it, you better do it now. That's exactly why I ran for sheriff. Like I said, it's not about me. I don't want a county police that the county council's in charge of, another police system to police us even more. I think there's too much in the way of policing that infringe upon our rights. We need to back off of this system. We need to look at it and say, let's let people be people. We're overregulated now. Is enough of it. You go through the day, and the average person breaks more than a dozen laws just simply living and breathing and driving to work and coming home and whatever the place case may be. So that's my philosophy. And basically, if I can't win and get justice in the state of Delaware, then I'll pick my family up and I'll move out of this godforsaken place.
Sheriff Jeff Christopher's reaction to a Superior Court judge ruling against his contention yesterday, but it is not over. You say you expected that. Supreme Court next. And for those who wonder, how are you funding this legal fight?
Well, awareness is the key to that. People across this nation and in this state and states surrounding this state, when they hear about this, they are outraged, just like they were with the Second Amendment attacks, just like they are with attacks upon our morals and the laws that are supposed to uphold and protect us and protect those standards. I don't really care whether anybody thinks that the Founding Fathers weren't Christian people. They may have had their ups and downs, but as far as I'm concerned, I listen and I've read enough as a prudent person. I've been a police officer most of my life, police chief. People entrusted me to know that I had a form of prudence that allows anybody the standard or the basis to be someone that's trusted in society. And so I've already established that. I'm not trying to go back and prove anything. I don't have to prove anything. I've already done that. So if I save and use that same exact prudence to finish out raising my children and understanding where my family stands and where my friends stand and what have you, they look at me and they say, you got to defend it. And then they're willing to reach into their pockets and say, I know what's going on here in these days. I know what's happening these days. And I'm willing to give whatever I can to do my part to defend, because they know it's about them. It's not about me.
All right, Jeff Christopher, because people will ask, I want you to tell our audience how they can get a hold of you and get more information, Sheriff Jeff Christopher.
They can contact the sheriff's office anytime they want. That office belongs to them. It is the people's office. They can reach me on my cell phone, 542-1437. I try to answer it as much as I can throughout the day. It rings all the time. And people do ask, you know, what's going on? How do I help? The true person who really wants to help and not just harass me will call me and ask me legitimate questions. If you call me and you're trying to make your point about the sheriff's office it doesn't have powers, just forget about it because you're not going to talk me into it.
542-1437, Sheriff Jeff Christopher. Listen, in all of this, and at this stage, you've said a lot, but I do want to ask you a final question. Is there anything else on your breath or on your mind that you want people to know as an exit question?
Well, if we don't move now, folks, it's just a matter of time before the right things are put in place by way of law. If I were to just bow down and accept what this judge said, and I didn't push this further, and the will of the people to wonder, and you know, I've had so many people come to me, you're not going to stop on this, are you? You're not going to quit on this, are you? And to me, that's saying to me, everything that I stand for is saying to me that they get it, they understand it. And I would say this, you're going to do something of your freedom. Do it at the county level now. Act now to protect your rights, your children's rights, the standard by which our founding fathers set into place. It is across this country the standard by which a sheriff was placed at the hilt, if you will, to protect the county. That's why he's elected at the county. Think about that. Now, I had a guy yesterday say, well, isn't the register of wills and so on and so forth? Yes, but they're not enumerated in the Constitution. They were statutorily created constitutional offices. If that makes any sense, and you understand the law, you'll know that they were created by state law.
Yes.
They were not created by our own Delaware Constitution. And so right now is the time to be aware of what you're looking at, aware of what you understand, know it for your family, because that's what you're going to need to survive the future, because the challenges are coming.
Jeff Christopher, thank you for being on the Dan Gaffney program today, as always, and we'll stay in touch. Good luck with your future fight.
Thank you, sir.